This is Jordan Seculo. Tax reform is close to passing in the U.S. Senate, but do you trust the Senate GOP?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
We're making some good progress. My voice is being heard. There's a few of us that are fighting on behalf of those voices that don't oftentimes get to Washington, D.C. because they're too busy running their family businesses. And I'm pleased with the progress being made. We're getting close, not quite there yet.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Republican sources say if the GOP can demonstrate it has 50 yes votes for tax reform, that perhaps a handful of Democrat senators from states President Trump won may join them in supporting the bill.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. After that key Senate Finance Committee vote, 12-11, we knew the Senate today would begin taking up the final vote on tax reform on their plan, the Senate plan. Now, if it passes, it will then go into conference with the U.S. House, and they'll have to come up with a full plan that they'll each go and vote on once again. But this is a huge hurdle that would be overcome because the Senate has been the toughest to get things done on these big issues. And we've got some breaking news to announce this morning. I tweeted it out right when I saw it. Senator John McCain has announced that he is a yes on tax reform. Now, he said that's as it stands right now in the U.S. Senate. So he always leaves himself wiggle room, I think, to vote no. But as of right now, he is a yes. That's a big deal that he's coming out early and not making us question where he will probably be on the vote. Now, the vote could happen this afternoon, but I want to go right to Than Bennett, our ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, because Than, though it could happen this afternoon, let's walk people through what happens today on the U.S. Senate floor. So as they're hearing about this, they're hearing about it on our show and other shows, exactly what to expect from all the different time zones that are listening in right now.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. And the reason that the Senate is debating the bill right now is because last night, all 52 GOP senators voted on what is called a motion to proceed. That is to begin general debate on the bill. And Jordan, I can't tell you how significant that is, that they did not lose a single GOP senator on the motion to proceed. That was one of the two big votes they had to take. So when that 20 hours of debate expires late today, probably late this afternoon or early evening, you have a process under reconciliation, which is called in Washington, D.C., Votorama. It means that any senator on either side of the aisle can offer essentially any amendment they want and get a vote on the bill. And Jordan, there is no limit on that. So theoretically, if Democrats wanted to come down to the floor and offer amendments for 2 days, they could do that. Now, we know from the Obamacare experience, they probably won't. They probably won't make it all the way through the night. So long story short, you would expect a final vote on this very late tonight. My expectation, this is purely a guess, but is somewhere around midnight. That could be a little sooner or a little later. But Jordan, I really do think that sometime late tonight, there will be a vote on final passage. And I got to tell you, as it stands right now, it sure looks like the bill has all the momentum to pass.
When you say late tonight, then you mean, Eastern time, we're looking at 10, 11, possibly even into the early wee hours of tomorrow.
Certainly, because that Votorama process, Jordan, will probably start somewhere around the dinner hour on the East Coast. And again, it could last an hour or it could last several hours and go deep, deep into the night. So my guess is midnight time, Eastern time, but that's a very loose guess. A lot of it depends on how many votes, especially the Democrats, want to force on amendments.
So folks, again, expect a vote this evening. It could be very late. It could be something that you see breaking news, depending on where you live in the country. Breaking news that pops up on your phone very late at night tonight. Maybe you're already in bed. Maybe if you're on Central Time or Mountain Time or out on the West Coast Pacific Time, you're able to watch this vote. It may be right during prime time for you. But again, we expect the vote this evening. When we come back, we're going to walk through the remaining GOP senators. Who do we need to watch for when the votes are being cast and when the statements, the press releases, are coming out today? We also have, in the next half hour of the broadcast, Congressman Mike Kelly. He's on the Ways and Means Committee in the House. He's already supported the House plan. He's going to react to what the Senate is doing now, so we'll get word from him as well. That's Congressman Mike Kelly. We have a matching challenge right now. Today is the final day, and we need to raise $220,000 today to meet that goal. Go online and donate to the ACLJ. Have your gift doubled at aclj.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. We are following the tax reform vote scheduled for today in the U.S. Senate. This is the real vote, not just a committee vote, the full Senate vote. We expect the vote to happen very late this evening. It could happen this afternoon, but very late this evening. And the final vote sometime very late tonight, Eastern time, or even into the wee hours if you're on the East Coast of the next day, midnight, 1 a.m., because of how this can go. So a big time window. We'll keep you updated. And of course, this is one you could get breaking news alerts, at 2 a.m. on, depending on where you live in the country. But what we wanted to do today was kind of break down how things are moving forward. And right now, the first big news out of today is that one of the senators we said was of most concern was John McCain. He has now come out. I read the statement for our Facebook and Periscope audience and said, yes, he will support the tax reform bill tonight in the U.S. Senate. He is a yes vote. After careful thought and consideration, this is from John McCain's statement, I've decided to support the Senate tax reform bill. I believe this legislation, though far from perfect, would enhance American competitiveness, boost the economy, and provide long overdue tax relief for middle-class families. I take seriously the concerns some of my Senate colleagues. I know some of you out there have those concerns, folks, have raised about the impact of this bill on the deficit. However, it's clear this bill's net effect on our economy would be positive. This is not a perfect bill, but it is one that would deliver much-needed reform to our tax code, grow the economy, and help keep help Americans keep more of their hard-earned money. U.S. Senator John McCain. Folks, that's a strong statement from Senator McCain, who was wavering on this. Again, a statement does not equal an actual vote. A lot can happen, as we know, in these hours when these amendments are put forward and this debate occurs on the Senate floor. But we are still watching some other senators as well. I want to go to Than on that in just a minute. Logan, let's take a phone call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to James, who is calling first in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the air, James.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, James.
Yeah, I'm concerned, unfortunately, I wish there were more of us, but I'm concerned very much about future generations and the growing debt that between President Bush and especially President Obama has grown by over $12 trillion. Actually, it's more than that. It's close to $14 trillion since 2001.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that this will have an effect like it did during Reagan's term, where actually the deficit came down.
I think that's the goal, James. I think the goal, James, is the deficit comes down because people have more money to spend. And if they start making more money, even though you're lowering taxes, people end up ultimately what you want is for people to go to the next tax bracket. You want them to start making more and more money so that they move up in the tax brackets. They go from lower middle class to upper middle class. People in the who are paying zero taxes right now get better jobs so that they are paying some taxes. And Than, there are a lot of deficit hawks in the U.S. Senate. If they're supporting this, I think it's a good sign that they believe what James has said is that ultimately, long term, not immediately, but long term, this will have a positive effect on our deficit.
Well, this is such an important conversation to have, Jordan. This is something that Bob Corker and Jeff Flake and James Lankford are specifically focused on. Look, but the $1.4 trillion in deficit that everyone talks about, what is that? That's a $1.4 trillion tax cut. So there are some out there that want to see in this a trigger that if the growth in the economy does not equal what they expect it will be, that there will be an automatic tax increase. Jordan, I don't think that's the right move. I think if the growth does not happen as expected, and by the way, I think it will, but if it doesn't, what should the federal government do? It should not take more money from the American people. It should actually reduce spending, and you can close the deficit in that way. So if there is a trigger inserted in this, I hope it will be on that side of the ledger, because I think we have seen that more money from the American people in Washington, D.C. is not the answer. And by the way, those three senators that I talked to, all three of them gave positive statements that they think they have reached some sort of a deal to address their deficit concerns. So, Jordan, they haven't said they're a yes on the bill yet, but it sure looks like they're moving in that direction.
Let's go through that right now. So out of the list we've had, Than, let me walk through what I've got. I've got now we have John McCain. As of this moment, I think it's fair to count him as a yes. I don't think you need to be calling his office. He said he's a yes. If it, something changes there, it would be because of some amendment that would happen, not because of anything that's in the legislation right now. So it'd be something that happens later today. So he's a yes. Also, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Than, has also put out a strong endorsement of this.
Yes, she's actually working with Senate leadership, Jordan, to manage the bill on the floor and move it across the Senate floor. So she's ahead of John McCain on this one. She has endorsed the bill and is actively encouraging her colleagues to support it as well. So I don't think you have to worry about Lisa Murkowski. She got the language from the energy from the Natural Resources Committee she wanted on ANWR exploration. It benefits Alaska. She's a pretty solid yes at this point, Jordan.
You know, so okay, but we still have people like Senator Jeff Flake. Anything from him yet, Than?
Now, Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, those are the two that I think are the biggest question marks. They're the ones that want this revenue trigger, something to ensure that if the growth doesn't happen in the economy, that there would be a way to address the deficit. There have been concerns that what they want is an automatic tax increase if that doesn't happen, or at least a rollback of some of these cuts. Jordan, they've both said that they think they have a deal behind the scenes. We don't know for sure what that is yet, so we can't say that they're a yes. I would say that those two are the ones that are probably the furthest away from a yes. Although, quickly, I'll say, they both voted for the motion to proceed last night, which is an overwhelming statement that they really do believe they can get there.
You know, so we look at Flake, we look at Corker, and then the other big question, because obviously you can lose up to two, but you can't lose three, even with the vice president's vote, correct, Than?
That's correct.
So,
yes, unless you get a Democrat, which I don't think you will get unless you get 50 Republicans.
Yeah, so then we look at Collins, right? Susan Collins.
Yes, she has said that she is probably okay with this as well because she thinks she's reached sort of outside this in the larger budget debate. She's reached a deal on health care funding. So she's indicated she's probably favorable to this as well. You still have out there, Jordan, the Ron Johnson and Steve Daines camp that want an increase in the benefit to small businesses, the pass-through rate. They think they have that as well. They got a slight increase, at least that's the rumor, on what that deduction would be. I think they will be a yes as well. But I think Collins is probably okay now.
So they wanted an increase in they wanted a lower tax rate for small businesses, right? More similar
that's right.
to the corporate tax rate.
How much of the business income for small businesses that is passed through and reported on your individual income tax return, how much of that can be deducted? In the underlying bill, it was 17.4. They wanted it to be 22%. What I am hearing is that they settled on a compromise of 20% of that would be deductible. But yes, long story short, Jordan, they wanted small businesses to be treated more like the House bill treated them and more like large corporations have. And it looks like they have accomplished that.
So, I mean, as things stand right now, Than, we're in a much better spot. I want people out there to know we're in a much better spot than we were on this healthcare vote that I remember us, you know, watching, yep, waiting and see failing with Senator John McCain. We are in a much better spot as of this moment in time, while we're live on the broadcast right now. Some of you get the broadcast delayed, but as of right now, we stand in a much better moment to get this voted through tonight.
I don't think there's even any comparison, Jordan. I mean, I think this moment when we in the healthcare debate, the relevant moment, we had about 45 hard yeses, and we needed to get about 5 of the 7 that were out there to vote yes, and ultimately none of them came our way. As it stands right now, I think you have some. I think you have about 50 yeses, so you have to keep from losing any of them. And the two that I don't think are yeses at this point, Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, they both are saying they think they have a deal to be yes. And last night, Jordan, to get to this point, they were a yes. So I think the yes vote right now, as we speak, is somewhere between 50 and 52, as opposed to 45, which is what it was on health.
So, folks, Than, if people want to get grassroots activated, what senators should they call? Should they be calling any senators right now?
Yeah, I think everyone should be calling their own senator first and foremost. That's who they'll listen to. But I think Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, maybe James Lankford, Ron Johnson and Steve Daines, I think that's a worthwhile call as well. But start with your senator, I would say, and then maybe any of the ones we've talked about here. You know, I think even John McCain, you say you don't want to call him right now because of his statement. I think that is fair, but let's keep an eye on him because, remember, he did switch fairly late on the health care bill.
Well, what's that number, Than, if people want to call their senator or, and I'll go through this list of senators you just named as well, but what's that number people would call?
Yeah, it's 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard, and you can ask for any senator from that board. 202-224-3121.
And those who are hanging out there right now that have not said yes are Senator Corker, Senator Flake, Senator Lankford, who I think will get there, but especially if you're from Oklahoma, we got a lot of Oklahoma listeners, Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Daines, Senator Susan Collins, and then as Than said, especially for Arizonans, Senator John McCain. And you know, with Senator McCain, I'd say thank you for voting yes and for committing to vote yes. We hope that your commitment stands tonight. I think you could do that in a positive phone call. You call the switchboard, you ask for which Senate office you'd like to talk to, and they will connect you. Folks, we have a matching challenge right now. Today is a big day. It's the final day of the month. We need to raise at the American Center for Law and Justice $220,000 today to stay on track with our budget. And we can do that with your financial support. We have a matching challenge. So whatever you donate, I mean, even if you donated $500 today to the ACLJ, it would become $1,000 to us. So $100, $200, $5 becomes $10. All amounts are important. You make the donation online at aclj.org, and we'll announce tomorrow if we hit that goal of $220,000 fundraising online, aclj.org. Make the donation.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
So this is interesting. We're getting a report, Than, out of Senator Corker's office, and he is a senator who is retiring, who's had some tough words for the president. Again, that should not matter when you're talking about tax reform legislation. Like, who the president is, if you can cut taxes, the president's going to sign it. Your personal beef with them should not matter, because part of Senator Corker's legacy could be that he, one of the final acts that he did as a U.S. senator was one of the biggest tax cuts in U.S. history in three decades. So I'd hope that's not part of the an issue, is the issues he has personally with the president. But his office right now, Than, is saying publicly to people who are calling, quote, we don't know how the senator will vote yet. So, I mean, there is one right away that if you're a Tennessee voter or Tennessee listener or, again, anybody, I'd say you need to pick up the phone and call Senator Corker's office and really put some pressure there. There's no reason for him not to support this legislation.
Yeah, that's right. I think you get the same answer from Jeff Flake's office as well, and they're going to have the same point. It's the deficit point again. And I just quickly want to make this point again, Jordan. I also am concerned about deficits, but the way you address a deficit is not to avoid giving the American people back some of their money. The way you do that is when you get a spending bill on the floor, you reduce the amount that the federal government is spending, not that you take more from the American people. So I agree with the fundamental deficit point that they are making, but Jordan, a tax cut bill is not the vehicle in which to close that deficit. In fact, let's grow the economy, and then when it comes to showing restraint on how much Washington, D.C. spends, let's tackle the deficit there, because, Jordan, that's where it would work.
Yeah, I mean, let's take more calls, more comments, Logan, 1-800-684-3110. Harry Hutchinson, our senior policy analyst, is also joining us to answer your questions as well. Let's get right to the phone.
Yeah, let's go to Robert, Maryland, on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Hi, Logan, and hello, Than. I wanted to ask all of you, what's the likelihood that the U.S. Senate is going to pass the tax reform bill in the U.S. Senate, especially keeping in mind that the Senate version also repeals the individual mandate, which requires people to buy Obamacare insurance plans? And
right.
If that passes in the Senate, will that bring the U.S. Senate back on the table to repeal and replace Obamacare?
Well, I'll take a crack at that, Robert. Then I'll go to Than and Harry, because I think it's a great question. My thoughts are this, that the Senate plan, we need to get over the first hurdle, and that's the Senate passing a tax reform plan. If they do that tonight, they go into conference with the House, because the plans have differences. I think if they get to that conference, we are going to get tax reform that we all like. I think at least 70% of the legislation we will like, and for me, that's a B+ or an A-, maybe even better, because this only happens every three decades or so. So this is not something that it legislatively happens very often. Now, on the individual mandate side, the only senator who has a concern about that is Susan Collins. And Than, you've said that doing away with the individual mandate, there may have been some other compromises there, so that may not be as much of a hurdle for her tonight.
Well, there has always been a debate, Jordan, on when the subsidies would be cut off, the cost-sharing subsidies in Obamacare. And there have been discussions behind the scenes with Susan Collins, the White House, and Senate leadership. And she appears to be okay with leaving the individual mandate in there as long as the schedule for rolling back those subsidies is a little more lax than maybe the White House initially intended. I think that's a very good trade-off, Jordan. And here's one reason why I think that. If the Senate passes this bill with the individual mandate in there, that is a provision the House wants so badly that they're going to be willing to give in to some Senate positions where these bills differ. And honestly, Jordan, I mean, this is not the plan right now. Everyone you talk to would say it's going to conference, but I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that if a conference could not come up with a compromise, that the House wouldn't just say, okay, with the individual mandate in there, we'll give you everything we want and we'll pass your bill.
Yeah,
I think that's on the table as well.
The Senate could pass this. The House could just say, we'll take it up fully and vote on the Senate plan, and that's it. Than, right? It would go to the president's desk.
That's right. And I think they might try a conference first, but they could always come back and say, yes, we have to pass the same language. We can't find an agreement. We want something to go to the president. We'll pass the Senate's bill and we'll start there.
And
the Senate wouldn't have to take it back up.
And this would all be happening by, you know, I mean, they're hoping to do it by December 15th, but hopefully by the end of this month at the latest, so where the president's signing this into law, maybe after the first of the year.
Conference committee would take a little bit longer, but a House vote of the Senate bill, theoretically, Jordan, it could happen at any point. So if you started running into a situation where maybe you had an election change or any other scenario where some of the numbers look to be changing, the House could actually move pretty quickly on it.
All right, let's go back to the phones and take another call.
Let's go to Roger, right, in Detroit.
Yep.
On line five, you're on the air.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Jay, how you guys doing there today?
We're good.
Good. Hey, I called about the tax reform, and I just want to make this clear and quite short. My children are actually working almost 12 hours a day in order to make things meet, and the tax reform is really important. I emailed Susan Collins this morning. Hopefully she will call me back, or at least, you know, text me back or something like that. I have I'm Republican. We have Debbie Stabenow, who is the senator in Michigan here. She has ads on the TV and through the Detroit metro area saying that she supported the tax reform and that she supports jobs for the state of Michigan. When I read on the TV, 52 people from the Republican Party voted, 48 did not. Debbie Stabenow was part of that 48.
Yeah.
She's telling people in the state of Michigan that she voted for the tax reform.
Yeah, because what she's saying is she would vote for tax reform if it was the way she wanted it to be, a Democrat way, which would be, guess what, not a great tax reform at all, probably a lot of higher taxes. But I want to go to Harry on this because, you know, as Roger said, he's on Social Security. His son's working two jobs. This is the point of tax reform. Not Social Security. It doesn't touch that. He's safe there. But for his son, it's to find that single job so he's not having to work two jobs that he's able to continue to work in, build a career in, and continue to make more money. And then, of course, he'll pay more taxes if he makes more money. I mean, that is the goal here is to bring – I know it sounds funny, but the goal of cutting taxes is for people to make more money so that they end up paying taxes, that they end up moving up in the tax bracket, because who wouldn't want to move up to the next tax bracket? That means you're making a considerable amount of more money. That is the goal of taxes. That's why we believe that long-term deficits come down.
Absolutely. So, Jordan, I think you are absolutely right. The ultimate goal associated with tax reform is to jumpstart the lagging economy. We need economic growth. This will indeed move low-income people, hopefully, into a middle-income tax bracket. I think that would be great news for the economy. It would be great news for struggling families throughout America. Many Americans have not seen an income increase over the last 10 years in real economic terms.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's about time.
Yeah. Again, folks, this is a very key. We just got a call in, actually. Than, this is interesting. One of our Montana callers, who I guess could not hold on to be on the show, but wanted to let us know that local news in Montana, that Senator Daines has said, and that's where he represents the state of Montana as a U.S. senator, Than, that he is going to support the tax bill. Now, again, all of these are statements, and they can all have space to say, well, I was going to support it until this happened. I mean, none of these statements really matter until the actual vote is cast because of the amendment process. But I think that's a good sign, Than, is that all these folks that we are concerned about, we're starting to see move in the right direction, not the wrong direction.
I think it's a great sign, although last night, Jordan, Steve Daines and Ron Johnson both said they would vote for that motion to proceed because of the agreement they had behind the scenes. Now that's being put in writing. They have to vote again. We need his vote again. All those signs are good, Jordan, but yes, you got to wait till that final passage vote to know for sure.
Yeah, let me tell you, because Senator Flake's office just said that they don't have an answer on how he will vote and say he's not even sure. And the vote is happening today. Folks, support the work of the ACLJ. We need to raise $220,000 today to be on track to do our work. Go to ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge right now.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls and breaking down tax reform for you. The Senate scheduled to vote today, not in a committee, but on the actual floor of the U.S. Senate. Now, I say today, really, it'll probably be more like it could be this afternoon, early evening, East Coast time, but it's more likely to happen very late in the evening on the East Coast or even in the early hours of tomorrow, like, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. So if you're listening out west, it could be happening during prime time for you. You could easily, you know, tune into the news or C-SPAN and watch the vote. Maybe if you're on Mountain Time as well. For those of us who are not, this may be something that we see on a breaking news alert. If we Than may be staying up all night to watch it. I might be staying up all night to watch it. Will, Logan, are you going to be up all night to watch
it? I mean, I'm up all night typically just because I don't sleep well.
Harry, but, what about you? Are you, so, I mean, sure, are you planning an all-nighter for tax reform?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, so
party time.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, you can decorate maybe if you haven't done that yet. Decorate and watch tax reform.
I thought you meant decorate for tax reform. Not sure what that would look like. A lot of papers, just papers everywhere.
Next year, if the tax reform goes through, you'll have more resources to decorate. You can put the bigger light display at your house if you want.
It'll just be like one page, too, instead of like all these pages.
Yeah, much easier. So
Luther.
We want to keep taking your phone calls with this 1-800-684-3110. In the next segment of the broadcast, we're going to be joined live by Congressman Mike Kelly. We've been bringing these congressmen on each day because we want to get yesterday it was on the North Korea issue. Today it's on tax reform. Congressman Kelly serves on the House Ways and Means Committee. The House has already, and he did, vote yes on tax reform. They've already got theirs bill through, but I want to get his reaction to what's happening in the Senate and what would happen next if the Senate is able to pass tax reform tonight. So Congressman Kelly from Pennsylvania's 3rd Congressional District will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast. And let me remind you, too, yesterday we spent considerable part of the show talking about that issue involving the chaplain display as part of the enlisted soldiers museum at that Air Force base in Alabama. We've got our letter off to the commander to fight back against Mikey Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. We also, folks, have got that petition up at ACLJ.org. We'd like to have 200,000 names on that petition. You go to ACLJ.org right now and sign the petition to protect military chaplains and religious liberty and faith in our nation's military. So we don't want to forget that that petition is up at ACLJ.org and a great blog about it. So you can actually see what we were talking about yesterday on the broadcast, see the display, see what Mikey Weinstein wants someone punished for in our armed forces for putting in the chaplain's display. But back to taxes we go, Logan. Let's get to the phones.
All right, let's go to Luther, who's calling on line 3 in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just noticing that we're right now, of course, we're really focused on talking about this tax reform, et cetera. And I find it kind of interesting and somewhat disturbing that we ignore kind of the bigger picture that can make this tax reform possible. And that's Trump's big plan, everything that he's working to reduce trade deficit and increase revenue and GDP and make it so that the businesses are thriving, business coming back to the United States and making it possible for real tax reform to happen.
Well, I'd say this, Luther. One, I mean, President Trump is doing this. It's not like they're only doing one thing at one time. So some of what you're talking about, I'll go to Harry on this, is actually negotiations between the executive branch, between the President Trump and his team in the White House, in various agencies and departments, and other countries, deals. That's not what Congress does. That's what, the president, these like treaties, and then Congress can come in and decide if they support those treaties, agree with those treaties. But first, the president has to do it. Second, just very quickly, Harry, this legislation does bring more corporate money that's overseas back in, both
Absolutely.
The House and the Senate version.
So one of the provisions in the bill will encourage the repatriation of billions, if not trillions, of dollars that are being held by multinational corporations abroad. That will help improve productivity in the United States in the long run.
Folks, when we come back, Congressman Mike Kelly joins us to talk about this very issue of tax reform. Let me just encourage you, be part of our matching challenge. We have a big goal today to reach $220,000 we've got to raise by midnight tonight. Whatever you donate online at ACLJ.org is doubled. Make that donation now, ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We appreciate you being with us. And, folks, right now we are honored to have Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Kelly has been on the broadcast a number of times. But on this issue on tax reform, it's very important because he serves on the House Ways and Means Committee that passed out the House tax reform bill. And then he voted yes on that and then voted yes on the House tax bill. Now the Senate is preparing to vote. And Congressman Kelly is joining us right now. Congressman Kelly, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jordan. I really appreciate it.
Let me ask you first, Congressman, it seems like, unlike health care, that the Senate is in a much better position right now to get this done, maybe late tonight, but to actually get this done. We're hearing some good things from senators who have been wavering.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And I think, and again, this is not a criticism, just an observation. The president has been so active on this, and I watched him yesterday down in Missouri at St. Charles, and he's been talking about tax cuts and jobs. And I think we started off with our idea, this is going to be a pro-growth tax reform. The president said one day, he said, listen, guys, please stop talking about tax reform. Let's start talking about tax cuts. Let's talk about what we're really trying to achieve here. And I said, you know what? I'm an automobile dealer. What he started to do, he started talking about features and benefits that add value for the American people. And Jordan, honestly, right across the board, people keep telling me, well, you guys better get this done because it's so important for Republicans. And I said, let me expand on that. We better get it done because it's so important for America. It's so important for every single American person. And when it comes to global competition, if we don't get this fixed, we're going to continue to see an erosion of who we are. Our companies leaving, our corporations are leaving, jobs are leaving. We've been losing jobs week after week, month after month, year after year, and we keep sitting back scratching our head and said, I wonder why they're leaving. And I said, well, you know what? If this was a football team, you'd get out the game films and you'd watch who's winning. And then you say, you know what? I can see why they're winning, and I can also see why we're losing. So we've had our head in the sand way too long, but the president's been a big push on this. You know that. And so I'm just so excited right now. I thought the piece we brought out of the House had so much value to it. I was hoping the Senate would look at it and say, you know what? You guys did a great job. Let's embrace that. But then again, the Senate is the Senate, not a criticism, just an observation. They're coming out with their piece, and you know what's going to happen. Look, it's going to go to conference. It's going to go to conference.
Yeah,
it'll be a very small conference committee. Yeah, it'll be a very small conference committee.
So tell people, Congressman, because you're on the Ways and Means Committee, or the committee that voted this initially out onto the House floor. Tell people about, we use the terms, we've got our government affairs team, we kind of understand, for our radio audience and this, from your perspective as a congressman, explain to people what would happen If the Senate passes this tonight or in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, what happens in the conference?
Well, then in the conference, now there'll be conferees from both the House and the Senate. And as I said earlier, my understanding, Jordan, now I don't know exactly who our conferees will be, but I do know that it'll be a very small number. My guess would be our Speaker, Paul Ryan, and probably Chairman of Ways and Means, Kevin Brady, matching up with probably Senator Hatch over in the Senate Finance and Mr. McConnell, whoever else he chooses, but a very small group of people. Now, people say, well, why can't we have a bigger group? And I say this, look, you and I both know that when it comes to making decisions on anything, get to the decision makers, get to the people that you can actually sit down and where everybody doesn't have to feel like if I don't get a chance to talk, then I'm going to walk.
Right.
I don't want that. And in my business, what I always tried to do was find out who was going to be the eventual owner of whatever it is we were trying to sell, go to what they need, and then understand that, okay, let's get to that point. I didn't want to talk to the whole family. I wanted to talk to the mom or the dad or who it was most important to. So with this, I mean, and this is a layman's language, and I hope nobody takes this the wrong way, no. Because when I first got here, I said, this makes absolutely no sense to me. Why do we do it this way? I said, well, this is the way it's always done. And I said, yeah, but there's something wrong with this model. It's not working the way I think it should, and it's taken too long. With this, a couple members from the House, a couple members from the Senate sit down. They look at features and benefits on both sides and say, let's come up with the final model that when we put it out on the street, it's something everybody wants to own. And I think that's where we are. Pro-growth. We've got to be able to dominate, not just participate in the global economy, because it's about jobs.
Yeah.
It's about take-home pay. It's about us being able to be who we always were. We were always the leaders in the world. Right now, we're 23rd on the list. If you were going to start a business today, where would you go? And I say, right, well, are you kidding me? Is this a joke? Of course, the United States. Well, you know what the rest of the world thinks? No. 23rd on the list.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we're the most attractive place to be having a corporation and a business. And the reason we want to do it is because it's jobs.
Yeah.
It is jobs. And
we want to bring the money back in, too. We want to bring that money back in, Congressman, that has been sitting overseas as well, too, so that the jobs are here, like you said. I thought something you said was very important because, you know, I'm a conservative and vote, you know, Republican. I worked on Republican campaigns, so I'm not trying to hide that from any of our listeners. And I get when people say, of course, you know, this is very important for Republicans going into the midterm elections, the politics of it. That's fine. But I really appreciate what you said when you said, okay, but this is much bigger than politics. This is what the American people needs, regardless if you are a blue collar, a Democrat, labor union voter and lifelong, or someone in between who makes the decision each time, or a lifelong Republican, this will make the economy better. This will better your life, your children's life, and your grandchildren's life.
No, I'm with you on it. Maybe not held in the same light now, but he will be in the future. History always proves that out. This president, along with President Reagan, and President Reagan very famously, this is about jobs, 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 and more jobs. What's good for the American worker is good for America. And what I said earlier, and I mean this sincerely, I don't care if you're an R or a D or an independent or don't even care anymore. We better be able to change and adapt to the way the world's working right now. We should never lose one single job in America, not with the assets we have and not with the heritage that we have and everything else that we have going for us. We are workers. We get things done. America loves a challenge, and it's always risen. When there's a challenge out there, we meet it. Right now, we need to meet that challenge, not for the Republican Party, but right. For the American people.
Yeah, Congressman, and we're talking to Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania, a good friend of ours, and he's on the Ways and Means Committee in the House. So, Congressman, if assuming that the Senate is able to get their legislation passed tonight, and again, I mean, it's the U.S. Senate, a lot can happen in these next hours. But I'm not putting you in a box saying they're 100% going to do it, but if they do and it goes into conference, the House has been much more successful, whether it was on health care or on tax issues, even getting more votes on the tax reform than expected. Do you expect that if it gets to the conference stage that we are basically, are we on the 90-yard line of getting this to the president's desk if the Senate passes this tonight?
You know what? I think we're closer to a first and goal.
Okay.
I think we're much closer. We're not 90 yards away from pay dirt. We're probably within that range. And I think probably with inside the 10. And I'm not sure we're 10 yards out. Maybe we're 5 yards out or 4 yards out. But after our conferees come together and they're able to objectively look at this, and here's the key, Jordan. You and I know this. In any type of negotiation, you get to a point where you know what? It's not everything I wanted, but it's darn close to everything I need. And we got Christmas holiday coming up. And I can remember as a child making a list and sending it to Santa Claus. And I would have this list full of what I wanted. And I'd come down Christmas morning. And you know what? I never got everything I wanted, but I was sure glad for everything I got.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. This is a Christmas present to the American people. More take-home pay for hardworking gals and guys that are raising a family. And corporate tax cuts that make us competitive anywhere on the globe. That's the key. We got to win.
Yeah, I mean, Congressman Kelly, my final kind of statement and question for you is this, is that when you're dealing about, and I keep trying to explain this to our folks because they see a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate. But when you're talking about massive legislation like the tax reform that we're seeing here, that hasn't happened, nothing like this in three plus decades since Reagan. If you get 70, 75, even 80% of what you want in legislation, that's like getting an A+. That's like getting all of the presents you wanted on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you know, Jordan, at the end of the day, you look back at anything that anybody's ever done, all you got to do is win by 1 point. You don't have to win by 10 or 20 or 30. So you don't have to blow somebody out, but you sure as hell have to win.
Yeah.
This, I'll take a slim win over a wide loss, because anything less than a win is a loss for the American people. And that's the thing that I think we all keep our eyes on. And forget about your personal pride and whatever you dug your heels on and you told folks back, I'll never get off this. So you know what? In the business that I'm in automobiles, I never wanted it on my lot. I wanted it in somebody else's driveway. Yep. And whatever we needed to do to get it there, that's what I was going to do. Because it all comes down to whoever it is that's in charge of doing these things and making life better for the American people. That's who we hold responsibility.
Congressman, I would really appreciate you coming on the air today. I know it's a busy time on Capitol Hill, and I'd love to have you back after the Senate votes and we see what happens with the conference to get your thoughts on that process as well. Congressman Mike Kelly, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Jordan, thank you. And thanks. You know, your listeners are great. You guys do such a super job. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Congressman.
It.
That's Congressman Mike Kelly out of Pennsylvania's 3rd Congressional District. He serves on the House Ways and Means Committee, which handles issues like tax reform. And again, I think getting his thoughts on how this will work if the Senate does its job tonight, very important. He also, he played football at the University of Notre Dame. So that's why we use a lot of sports analogies when I'm talking to and back and forth with Congressman Kelly. He's a good friend of ours at the American Center for Law and Justice and a great congressman, not just for his district in Pennsylvania, but for all Americans. We come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. We got some lines open, 1-800-684-3110. But let me encourage you, we need to raise today $220,000 to be on track of the ACLJ by the end of this month. This is the final day of the month. We have a matching challenge. Whatever you donate up until midnight tonight is doubled. So a $10 donation becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. Support the ACLJ. Donate now at ACLJ.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
All right, folks, it was great to have Congressman Mike Kelly join us to kind of give us a preview of what will happen if the Senate does indeed pass their tax reform bill tonight. Then there will likely be a conference between the House and the Senate. As he said, that'll just be a handful of members of Congress, two maybe from the House, two maybe from the Senate. And then whatever they work out would be voted on potentially by both the House and the Senate and then go to the president's desk. As Stan said, could be that they may just say, you know what, we can't really work through these details. The House will vote on the Senate plan, and then it would just immediately go to the president from there. So there's different options for this to get to the president. But I think, as the congressman said, the big goal is the Senate getting over the hurdle of actually passing something tonight. They've got to pass their bill tonight. If they pass their bill, as the Congressman Kelly said, he believes we are first in goal. I mean, that we're right on the line of getting the biggest tax reform, the biggest tax cuts in 30 plus years in the United States of America, from the top to the corporations, to the small businesses, right down to us, the individuals. All of us will feel a really good impact by this tax reform. I want to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. Remind you, we still have that petition up, and we're going to get that out to more people on ACLJ.org about the chaplains, that display at the museum at the Alabama Air Force Base. We've got our team on that. We're waiting for some FOIA documents from the FBI. We should get those by this evening. Those are documents related to the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meetings that the FBI initially said they didn't have any documents. And then we found out through the DOJ documents that we got that the FBI was on some of those documents. So we are getting those at some point today. The court has ordered, the FBI has said that. So we'll let you know what we find when we go through those documents. But Logan, we've got a couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take some calls.
Let's go to Murray in Colorado on line two. Murray, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I've been monitoring the best I can the specifics as opposed to the generalities as it applies to me. And my question is, based on the other talk shows, et cetera, is that they are eliminating or the ability to write off property taxes and home mortgages, that kind of thing, is being eliminated according to what I understand. And according to the other people I've been listening to, that is a major, major detriment that would not really be a tax cut to the middle class. I'm an ag. Say I even have a lease I paid money for, and then I have to pay a possessory tax on that. It's like a property tax. I don't even own it. And if I couldn't write that off, things like that, it would affect farmers the most, according to what I understand. And I wanted your reaction to that specific question.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we've got Harry in the studio now to kind of walk through these specifics. Harry, what do you have to say?
Several things. First, 30% of Americans currently itemize. Under both the House and the Senate proposal, approximately 10% of Americans will itemize. So after the passage of the bill, assuming the bill passes based on the current outline, most people will not itemize. That's number one. Number two, the home mortgage deduction remains in place. There's some discussion about limiting the deduction to individuals who have a mortgage that does not exceed $500,000. And under the House proposal, property taxes remain deductible up to $10,000. So it's important to note that at the end of the day, most people will indeed receive a tax cut. The Joint Committee on Taxation agrees with that analysis. And so more likely than not, I don't know the caller's tax situation, more likely than not, the caller will receive a tax cut, but he will have to talk to his or her accountant.
Yeah, I mean, some of this depends on what you're getting right now, what you may be paying, you know, next year, how your income is affected next year. You got to think a little bit longer term than just a year, even though a lot of people feel the effects immediately in businesses as well. But those effects for businesses all affect all of us, because the better they're doing, the better we're all doing, the better you're doing at your job. Let me just say before we take more phone calls, this is a final segment of the broadcast today and the last day of the month. And we need to raise $220,000 today to stay on track at the American Center for Law and Justice with all the work that we do. When you file cases, it costs money. When you represent clients, it costs money. We've got to pay our attorneys. We've got to put this radio broadcast on, the television broadcast on. All of the work that we do, the government affairs work, the international work, it costs. We don't charge people, so it's free for those we help. But we have to then incur the cost, and we do that by your donations. Whatever you donate today is doubled. This is the final day of our matching challenge. So if you've been thinking about donating to the ACLJ, or you have donated to the ACLJ in the past, go to aclj.org right now. We can reach that goal. I'm serious, folks. I know it sounds like a lot, but with all of us, we have millions of radio listeners right now hearing this broadcast. If all of us go and make a $2, $3, $4, $5 donation, those are all doubled. So, I mean, a $5 donation becomes 10. 10 becomes 20. I mean, I don't want to go through every number, but if you donate $100, that's like $200 to us at the American Center for Law and Justice. And this is the final day to be part of the matching challenge at aclj.org. And I'll announce tomorrow how much we were able to raise today online through aclj.org. The goal is $220,000. Folks, we need you to make that donation. If you appreciate this broadcast, if you appreciate the work that we do, it's all because of the support of our donors that we're able to do the show, that we're able to do the work, and provide all of this for you and all of the services that we provide. So go to aclj.org and make that donation now.
All right, let's take some of these calls. We'll try to take at least one more. Let's go to Janelle, who's calling in Pleasant Grove, Utah, a place we're familiar with.
Yeah.
Janelle, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to put it out there that I'm Republican. I voted for Trump, and I am for tax cuts. I'm a small business owner, and I do direct sales. I don't tend to believe that Democrats say most of the time, but many of them are saying that small businesses won't be allowed to deduct as many expenses as before.
Harry, I just want to answer Janelle's question. You're going to get a lot of this in the next few days, because if this passes the Senate, then you're going to see this onslaught of, oh, this is so horrible. They probably lost at that point, the left. But Harry, small businesses are just doing better and better under this. Now, I mean,
absolutely. That's quite, Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Daines, they are pushing for a lower pass-through rate for small businesses. In addition, businesses will be allowed to expense many of their capital expenditures going forward. So I think what we are dealing with is a huge misrepresentation on the part of the Democrats with respect to the guts of the bill.
They're pushing for a lower small business tax that is even lower than what is being currently proposed, which is already lower than what is currently taxed by small businesses. I want you to understand that. They want it to go even lower, folks. So, again, we're going to know a lot tomorrow when we're on the air. I think it could be very late tonight, early hours of tomorrow morning, you know, 1, 2 a.m., the Senate will vote on this, and we'll know if we're moving forward on tax reform. Let's keep working hard. We've got our team working it, and support the work of the ACLJ. Again, we need to raise $220,000 today at the American Center for Law and Justice. You make your donation online at aclj.org, and if you do it by midnight tonight, your donation is doubled. Whatever you donate is doubled at aclj.org. Help us get there, $220,000 tonight.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.